Last Show Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to the show. My name is Courtney Shane Williams. I'm the host of the Last Show Podcast, and this is How It Gets Down once a week. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. Go to our website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. That's K-O-R-T-N-E-Y, ShaneWilliams.com. You can see where I perform my stand-up comedy shtick. Oh, you know what? I think I got a show in a couple weeks. Yeah, we'll see if the show ends up happening. You know, of course, this show's in Florida, so it probably will happen. Full capacity, by the way. But you can check out one performer on my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Courtney Shane. That's at K-O-R-T-N-E-Y Shane. More importantly, or even as importantly, YouTube, videos, clips, dry bar, Spotify. All my comedy is up out there. I'm working on a new album, so I'm somewhat excited about that, even though technically I could have recorded the album this year, but you know, this year happened this year, and then I was going to do it in the winter, and then the winter happened, and I think that's going to be worse as far as the virus. So we're looking at probably around the summer, maybe beginning of summer, late spring, depending on what happens. I'm going to record in Washington. I'm like 99% sure. So Washington's a very restrictive state when it comes to the virus. So people say, oh, well, May, we may be good, but maybe we're good in May and they don't go full capacity, because I'm not recording an album if we ain't full capacity, okay? Like, I've looked at some contracts, and according to the contract, Courtney's footing the bill. So it got to be full capacity. That's just the way we're going to work. If it ain't full capacity, I'm not campaigning. That's what we're, no mask, by the way. I have a no mask policy. Some people say mask optional. No mask. I need to see the whites in your teeth. All right. No, but record next year so you can get details of what, like, not like that, you know, on my social media and whatnot. And important too, I forgot. Please review the show. Rate, review the show. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, wherever you getting this, man, review the show, share the show. We're here. You know, the thing that caught my eye this week is that George Clooney gave all of his friends $1 million each. I don't know if you saw this story. It was a little blurb. It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on in the world. The NBA draft was this week, football, whatnot. But I saw this little story where George Clooney gave all of his friends $1 million, and he ended up giving away $14 million, which means George Clooney has 14 friends, and that's 12 too many in my opinion. Hey, George, I don't really know why you need that many friends. Acquaintances, that's cool. See, I had a father that taught me the difference between friends and acquaintances. It was like a light bulb moment for me as a kid. People say, oh, you know, you have breakthroughs, you know, you figure out life. When my dad told me the difference between a friend and an acquaintance, it completely changed the way I viewed everybody. Because I think my brother, it might have been my brother, somebody was like, oh, my friend or something. And my dad said, oh, that's your friend? He goes, okay, look up friend in the dictionary. It's the coldest thing. This is the household I grew up in. You understand? You wonder, how do you get the thought presses you get? This is the household I grew up in. My dad said, go look up friend in the dictionary. Right now, we had an encyclopedia, all right? Yeah, date myself. He looked up friend in the dictionary. It had all these things about have your back, there for your thick and thin, you know, friend. And then my dad said, okay, now look up acquaintance. That was the coldest thing I ever had happen to me as a little kid. He looked up acquaintance, and acquaintance was basically everybody I knew. I was like, hold on, dog, I don't have any friends. He goes, yeah, dude, there's a difference between a friend and acquaintance. And let me tell you, George Clooney, you have too many friends. George, if it's up to me, I tell you, if I get the chance to meet you, look up friend in the dictionary and let me know how many you actually have. Because I feel like you gave away $12 million you didn't have to give away. And matter of fact, I wish I'd met you in an elevator or something like that, because I'm pretty sure I could probably swindled you into thinking I was your friend too. And I can use that $1 million. I can use them tax-free too. George, don't be doing that. Well, now he didn't announce it, so now you gotta pay the taxes on the money. It's a sneaky move, man. You gave away me money so I can pay taxes on the money. You're supposed to slide that under the table. You know, come just tell me, tell them I'm coming over your house to do yard work. And instead, we'll just drink scotch and watch the Browns. And then you can just slide me the $1 million underneath the table. That's 12 friends too many. And why, if you're George Clooney, do you need 14 friends? You ever think about that? Like, why do you need 14 friends? Acquaintances, once again, pause the podcast, look it up. Friend and acquaintance. You gotta have a lot of acquaintances. Oh yeah, you got a lot. I mean, who you gonna borrow a cup of sugar from? I mean, you have a lot of acquaintances. Who you gonna have check on the cat? You gotta have some acquaintances. Who you gonna have pull in the trash cans? Who gonna take you to the airport? Acquaintances. You don't need that many friends. Oh, you have a very few friends. And if you do have that many friends, those are the people thick and thin, down for whatever. Call them anytime. They come over. You're George Clooney. You don't need friends. You understand? Hey, George Clooney don't need people to help him move. Hey, honestly, you think George Clooney needs somebody to come over and set up the Xbox? No, man. George Clooney buys the Xbox from Best Buy. And as soon as it gets to the house, Xbox working. Updates already done. It's ready to go. He's signed in. They got his Hotmail address or AOL. I don't know how George rolls. He has a very mysterious look about him. But I'm pretty certain there is nothing a friend could do for George Clooney. Maybe help him in, like, you know, a depressing moment. You know, like a grieving George Clooney. A George Clooney that just broke up with his 27-year-old girlfriend. You know? A George Clooney that's sowing his royal oats. You know? A George Clooney that needs a designated driver from the Buffalo Wild Wings. And that's only three people, dog. 14, George? 14. You got to reevaluate what you're doing with your life, man. I'm telling you. And I will say, George Clooney, people ask me all the time. Well, not all the time, but whenever people ask, and you know, and people may ask, like, yo, who would you like to, like, switch lives with? And for a lot of time, it was fashionable to be like, oh, Denzel Washington, especially when you're black, because Denzel Washington was like the Sidney Poitier of the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you basically had to be Denzel. See, now you got a lot of black people to choose from. You know what I mean? You could be Mahershala Ali. You could Chadwick Boseman. You could be, oh, the dude from the Allstate commercial. You Dave Chappelle. You could switch with a lot of black people. But in the 90s, it was basically Denzel Washington or Eddie Murphy. Like, those are the only black people you could be. That was the Monopoly board, okay? It was Denzel and it was Eddie. So it was always Denzel because Denzel was classically handsome. Not your boy. Maybe something my dad put in me about the friends and acquaintances. People, you ask me, hey, Courtney, who would you want to switch with? George Clooney. George Clooney was always my guy. I like the cut of his gym. It's something about George. But what I didn't know about George, way too many friends, man. Way too many friends with George. Wasting money. And speaking of wasting money, remember the dude Kyle Rittenhouse? The dude that went to Kenosha, Wisconsin to the rally with an automatic rifle to keep the peace? Yeah, remember that guy? Hero. That dude had a $2 million bail and posted it. You know who helped pay the bail? Probably somebody that George Clooney gave money to. I'm lying. You know who gave it back? The dude that does the MyPillow. The man, but MyPillow got some crazy interviews on the internet. MyPillow, a bit of a hothead. I mean, you would think if you sell pillows for a living, you'd be real chilled and relaxed. Dude, MyPillow's on edge, man. On edge. He's like the ShamWow guy. Like, that dude's gonna have a heart attack and drop dead. But the dude helped bail Kyle Rittenhouse, the murderer, out of jail. $2 million. Once again, what a waste of money. $2 million. You've murdered two people. Let me tell you something. You murdered two people at a protest. You're going to jail for some length of time. What's the point of me giving $2 million on the bail when I know you're going to jail? Why don't you get that $2 million on your book? Do you know what you could do with $2 million in the big house? Oh, you wouldn't ever have to hold anybody belt loop if you had $2 million on your books. I assure you, you'd be buying them cigarettes and wearing Kool-Aid around your lips. However, you wouldn't have to hold his belt loop, man. That is the goal in jail, to not have to hold belt loops, man. That's what it is. $2 million. A vast waste of money. Look, you're going to jail. You might as well get used to it. Because when you're on trial, they don't send you to the big house. You don't go to the prison where that's where he's going. You're in the jail. They got to keep you close to the courtroom. So that way, they, you know, they can funnel you in and out and you can do your hearings. But they don't have time to put you in prison way in the middle of nowhere, Alabama somewhere. No, man. You're in jail. You're awaiting trial. You're like OJ. You might as well get time served. You want to know why nobody bailed OJ out? Because we all knew he did it. That's why nobody bailed OJ out, man. Can't have OJ out here on the lam. No. It's a waste of $2 million. Plus, I've never been to jail, but I have plenty of family members that have been in jail. And jail seems like, you know, playing football, right? So, like, if you play football, the reason they have training camp, you got to build back up the calluses. You know, you got to take a hit. You got to know, you know, you snap your body back in shape. It's not just about, you know, your cardio, not just about your strength. You know what I mean? You got to have the mentality. You got to get your crazy on. You got to take some hits, man. Get some bruises. Get some bumps. That's what jail's for. You have done Kyle Rittenhouse a grave disservice. This dude is going to go from his living room couch to prison. That, my friend, is exactly what he deserves. It's the Last Show podcast. Thank you for tuning into the Last Show. It's called the Last Show because this may be it.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to?
Welcome back to the Last Show podcast. Where you gonna run to? On that day. Oh, they're coming for you, man. That's Cinnamon by Nina Simone. The importance of that song I'll get to in a minute. However, there was this documentary. I know it was on Netflix. I'm not sure if it still is on Netflix, but it's called Who is Nina Simone? And it's fantastic. I was never really into Nina Simone, and I'm still not really into Nina Simone, to be honest with you. But, dude, she has some fantastic stuff, man. Nina Simone on Spotify. Check that out, man. You know, they do the playlist. This is Nina Simone. It's fire, man. It's a lot of stuff on there. Immensely talented. They don't make them like that anymore. You know? Well, actually, they do make them like that, just not as good. You know what I mean? But they don't. It's nobody equivalent. I was actually thinking about that. And it's like the closest you could get is like, yeah, somebody like Lauryn Hill. Which, I don't know if I talked about on the podcast before, but Lauryn Hill, not that she's overrated, but she gets a lot of credit for like two albums. This is a lot of credit. The talent is there, though. The talent is filthy. What she could do was filthy, but she never peaked like Nina Simone. She didn't even peak like, I don't even know if, you know what? I don't think Lauryn Hill peaked. Lauryn Hill was one of those comets streaking across the sky, and everybody knew she had a bunch in there, and then won a bunch of. It's like if what's old girl? Oh, Chasing Pavements, Adele. Like, yo, if Adele would have just made one album and just was like, yo, I'm Chasing Pavements and I'm out of here, and then you saw her like, you know, 5 years later, you know what I mean, on an MTV Unplugged doing songs she made up on the way to the show, and they were still fire. Like, if that was ended up being, that would be the equivalent of Lauryn Hill, because Lauryn Hill was that level of star. That level of success, like an Alicia Keys, something like that. Like Alicia Keys maxed out. I'm not a big Alicia Keys guy either, but Alicia Keys, that's like the sort of arena like Lauryn Hill would be in if she kept going. However, I digress. Who is Nina Simone's great documentary? Cinnamon. I got to finish Lovecraft Country, and this is like the title song on Lovecraft Country, or Cinnamon, and I got to finish that. Especially now, I got plenty of time to finish. I got a weekend where like my wife's out of town, so like I got plenty of time on my hands. So I'm gonna catch up on all the stuff I like to do. You know what I mean? I'm tired of working with you. I'm gonna work with myself. So I'm gonna catch up on that. And Cinnamon, your man, did y'all see the Giuliani press conference? Is that what we call it? At least he did this one like inside of some kind of podium. I think he did it in the White House or in the Republican National Convention, something like that. Because when they saw him in front of that porn store, they was like, we gotta change the backdrop. I mean, we can't have that again. And this one was even worse than the one in front of the porn place. You know, Giuliani needs to do all of his press conferences outside, you know, so the wind could blow. My man was leaking hair dye. How are you leaking hair dye, man? Like, I don't understand how somebody with what you would assume is that kind of money, which I'll get to in a minute, is leaking hair dye. It's a couple things. First, this dude don't know how to follow instructions. That's pretty obvious. I mean, because I have never dyed my hair before, but I assume there's instructions on the bottle so you don't end up walking outside with hair dye dripping down your ear. You know, ain't there supposed to be some kind of rinse process? Ain't you ain't just supposed to throw it in and keep it pushing? Ain't you supposed to, like, you know, shuffle it around? I seen the Just for Men's commercials. They comb it through. They do a whole bunch of stuff. Hey, it feels just like my hair. And then, hey, I can go swimming with it. And then they do all this aquatic stuff. You couldn't even speak. Couldn't speak. Why are you sweating so much, by the way? Why are you sweating the dye out of your hair? Which leads me to my second point. He's obviously lying. Okay? Anybody that sweats that much is obviously a liar. I mean, dude, if you can't talk without hair dye leaking into your earlobe, dude, you are lying. You're lying, and you're gross, and you're disgusting, man. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the funny thing, too, is now with all these lawsuits, quote, that Donald Trump filed, end quote, they withdrawn these lawsuits. They ain't even attacking the idea of the election being rigged. They just trying to cast doubt inside of, you know, these lemmings' heads so they can go and get ahead and give Trump some more money. Which leads me to my third point. Trump is dead broke, dog. If that's your lawyer and he can't afford the good box of Just for Men, then you're obviously not paying him that much, which means you don't care, okay? You need a lawyer that's gonna keep you out of jail. I actually saw somebody MSNBC, some headline, I didn't read the article, but something about, hey, if Joe Biden wants to be the bigger man, he would pardon Donald Trump. Damn the bigger man. Put him in jail where he's supposed to be. Him and Kyle Rittenhouse, dog. Y'all figure out the bail money on the back end, dude. Cause this dude is obviously broke. Obviously broke. Even if he gets away with half of the crime, you still got that whole IRS tax situation, okay? They will Wesley Snipes you in a minute, you know? You ain't never seen you ain't never heard Element. You ain't never heard the Kendrick Lamar Damn album. You understand what's gonna happen? They taking all that, dude. Like Anderson .Paak, I'ma need all of that. The IRS ain't gonna stop because Joe Biden gave him a pardon. Oh man, 'twas what it was so simple, though. It's not the way it works. This dude is obviously broke. And when he starts, which I'm surprised he hasn't started yet, starts doing his supposed rallies again, which is basically fundraisers, okay? That's it. When Donald Trump goes back on tour, these are fundraisers, man. It's like me going to the comedy club and saying, hey, I'm holding a rally. It's $15 a person, just so you know. I don't want to surprise anybody, and I will be selling merch after the show. Hey, it's part of the rally. It's part of the rally, dude. Donald Trump is straight up taking donations, man. This dude out here is fundraising. Donald Trump needs to invest in the world's greatest chocolate. Ain't that what they sell in school? You know, with the school when kids are trying to raise money to get t-shirts, and then the chocolate man comes to school. For every chocolate bar you sell, it's $2, and then we'll give you $1. But then you got to buy the whole box of chocolate for $20, and there's 30 bars in there. It's like, hold on, dog. So what'd I make? What I'm making on this box of chocolate right here? It's 15 bucks? You know how many boxes of chocolate I gotta sell? You know, I've been shuffling boxes of chocolate in the back. How about I just eat the profits and get the cheap hair dye? How about that? That's the number Trump pulling out there, dog. Trump is going to be doing straight up fundraisers, dude. Don't, hey, do not be shocked at all if you hear a knock at your door and Trump is out there selling Herbalife, dog. I'm telling you, man, dude going to be selling Herbalife, Amway, that's his next stop, by the way. And honestly, if I was Trump, that's what I'd do. A multi-level marketing business, man. You can get to the top real easy. You got a bunch of poor people out there that would love to be a part of a Trump organization. You put some legs down there. You extend the legs, you know. And you even got to, you know, rent your apartments to black people. You can just be as racist as you want to be. Yeah, hold your own rallies, man. Seems like the way it works. This is a dead end, though, man. Giuliani was leaking. Soaking wet, shaking like a salt shaker. the Browns won today. Oh, they won today. 7-3, the Browns. My takeaway from the Browns game, by the way, I think this is the last topic on the podcast, so if you don't want to hear me gloat about the Browns being 7-3, I'll see you next week. Oh, I am going to do, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do an NBA show. I had a lot of NBA stuff, and I didn't want to jam it into the podcast, so I think I'm going to just do an NBA show, free agency. I have some opinions that I don't think people are certain, you know, and I can keep it to myself, but I'm like, you know what, I'm going to give them these jewels for free. So I will be doing an NBA show, but now we're going to talk about the Browns. So something that came to my mind watching the Browns game, first of all, Nick Chubb, once again, best offensive player on the team. He's just the best offensive player on the team. That's period of point blank. Nick Chubb makes Kareem Hunt the second best running back, which on the team, best backfield in the league, which is exactly what they need. Baker Mayfield, still bad at football, newsflash. What I didn't expect, though, they played the Eagles. Carson Wentz is terrible, man. He's terrible. I mean, Carson Wentz plays like a college quarterback. Like, straight up, like Baker Mayfield, he is doing the best that he can. Like, I've arrived at the point, like, I know his limitations. I don't know that he knows his limitations, but I know that I don't expect him to do any better. I expect him to be what he is. Carson Wentz is supposed to be this idea that he's this franchise quarterback making all this money. And all I had to hear for the last years was, oh, man, the Browns made a mistake passing up Carson Wentz, man. Oh, they're going to regret that, passing on Carson Wentz. Regret what, man? That anchor wrapped around the neck of Eagles fans? They were regretting that. Carson Wentz didn't even have flashes today. Not even a flash. Like, in top five, I think, paid quarterback. What's Carson Wentz's salary right now? I'm about to Google up Carson Wentz's salary. I should connect my, what's that called? Google Chrome? Oh, shoot. I'm YouTubing Carson Wentz's salary. That's going to lead me to, like, you know, some Stephen A. quote. The last thing I need is Stephen A., you know, yelling at me, though. Carson Wentz, what is your salary, man? Terrible salary. $128 million is what Carson Wentz made. $32 million per year. Number 8 in quarterbacks. $128 million. That's what Carson Wentz makes. Not even a flash. I watched the whole game today. And at the beginning of the game, I was nervous because I heard about this Carson Wentz guy. You know, last time I saw the Eagles play, you know, they was running the Philly special. Yeah, Nick Foles was holding the trophy. That actually happened in America. Yes, that happened. That's even more shocking than Trump. That's the last thing I saw the Philadelphia Eagles. But I had heard about this Carson Wentz guy, so it's like, oh, let me see. So for the first half of the game, I'm like, oh, man. Yeah. They gave the ball back to Carson Wentz. And by the end of the game, I was like, man, give the ball back to Carson Wentz. I mean, the last thing I want to do is see my quarterback play. Give the ball to that quarterback. That dude is worse than Baker Mayfield. He's worse. And not only he's worse, he thinks he's better than he is. And he should be better than he is. But he is worse. And you could tell, like, when I'm watching the game, Carson Wentz, he got to that point where he was just complete, like, overload. Just complete meltdown. Get me out of here. I'm finished with this. Let's try again next week. But none of this stuff is working. You keep telling me to wait for the blocks when I'm on the sideline, but I'm waiting for the blocks and someone has hit me in the lever. Carson Wentz is straight up terrible, man. Garbage. But my Browns are 7-3. Looking at the playoffs, man. And the Ravens lost today, which means they're second in division, right behind Pittsburgh. They're battling Pittsburgh for the division lead. The Cleveland Browns. Just suck on it and like it. Let's wrap up the show. Thank you, you and you, for tuning in to the Last Show Podcast. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. Go to my website, CourtneyShaneWorth.com, see where I'm performing my stand-up comedy. Also, you can check out my Spotify. New album coming out soon, so go work on that. And Instagram and Twitter, at Courtney Shane. That's it, man. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good rest of the week. Dropping that NBA show sometime in the next couple days. Keep your feet open. Wear your mask. Peace.
Oh, I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok. This is what he does.
Aha. Aha. What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
The black vote in Detroit is higher than it's ever been, and we will determine the outcome because we've gone from picking cotton to picking presidents.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Toodaloo.